Step 12, adulting can crush your spirit. Think about the responsibilities of adulting. Adulting is the practice of behaving in a way characteristic of a responsible adult, especially the accomplishments of tiresome but necessary tasks. As a child, that was our number one goal, to grow up quickly and have freedom of choice, not realizing what that really meant. We no longer could look for another adult to manage our responsibilities, nor should we get upset when they bring to our attention the lack of consistency or dependability. Are you still thinking as a child, or are you ready to walk in your adultness? Are you ready to look in the mirror and have those conversations about expectations and how to have unity within your home? Unity is a gift from the Lord. It brings Him glory and builds His kingdom. It's a foundational piece in marriage and relationships that create oneness and harmony amongst those present. In the book of James, chapter 3, verses 16, it says, "For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder in every evil practice. Where there is jealousy and selfishness, disorder, division, there can never be unity." If you don't fully understand the importance of unity within the home, the lack of understanding becomes fuel for a war of words, actions, attitudes, frustration, and anger, just to mention a few. Those weapons cause casualties within our heart, spirit, and mind. They are foundational chippers that can break it up in little pieces at a time, and then things start to fall apart. I'm speaking to the children of God, the overseers. You know who you are. I'm speaking to leaders, those who have a spiritual alertness, being on watch and ready because souls have been entrusted to you by the Lord. It's not just a position in the church. It starts in your home first. How can you help others outside of your home when you can't manage your own household? I think that's a big problem within marriages. One or both want to do well outside of their home, staying busy, productive, and looking well, but their home life is in shambles, and that's because they are out of God's order. If you are not interested at this time in serving at a church and you are not married, the content is still a place to start building your home in preparation for the future as a single person. Sometimes we wait until the very last minute to work on something that will enhance our lives, which causes our relationships to suffer. You can learn now and be ready in or out of season. The key is be ready. Too many times we look to blame someone for our shortcomings or lack of preparation. We act as though they created the problem. No, they didn't create the problem or the issue or the situation. If it is affecting you, it's lack of acknowledgement and not wanting to do the work that opens the door to confusion. We are told we perish for lack of knowledge, and God is not the author of confusion. In the book of Jonah, chapter 4, verses 10 and 11, it says, "But the Lord said, you have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals?" The whole book of Jonah is a great read. He wanted to die because things weren't going his way. And until he took responsibility for his actions of being out of order with the Lord, things couldn't get better. God gave Jonah a task, and he took the long road and dealt with consequences of his choices. Jonah couldn't understand what was so important to the task the Lord gave him until that plant that provided shade for Jonah was taken away. It died. And even in that scenario, Jonah could have maintained the plant given, yet he wanted to blame God instead. Does any of that sound familiar? Now back to our home of peace. We give our peace away so quickly and embrace the negative realms of this world, we don't stop and think about the whys. We look to blame others as if they created chores such as cleaning the kitchen or bathroom or the task to maintain the lawn. We put more energy in fueling the enemy's kingdom versus God's kingdom. When we communicate needs and understand how your lane crosses over into another lane, then we could work on keeping peace, joy, love, and unity in the home. Just like a job that gives a monthly income, and if your performance isn't met, the next steps are written notices, then verbal, then adios amigos, go find another job. Why are we struggling with consistency of home life responsibilities? Why do we allow arguments pertaining to the upkeep of the home, yard, animals, cooking, shopping, and even managing our children? The atmosphere of the home will transform whenever God's presence resides. What are the warning signs that you are not walking in the adultness but rather childish ways? I'll watch our children for you. I'll clean the kitchen for you. I'll wash the clothes for you. Get the picture? In a relationship, we are to figure out which chores each other don't mind doing and assign that to them, and then negotiate the ones neither like and maybe shift them every 6 months. I don't know. You have to find a dance that keeps you from stepping on the toes of the person closest in order to allow the complete song to play. Once you've decided on who does which chores, remember, if your children are old enough, give them responsibilities too. Allow them to be a part of the process. Otherwise, what you consider love, by doing everything for them, it will steal certain areas of learning to work together within the family unit. And when they are older, they'll have problems working together with their person. What are the consequences of not changing? As you previously read, the job consequences are the normal procedures. Within a home, it depends on each household how they manage things that cause division within their family. Not realizing it, but we each give the other person mental performance reviews. We've given written and verbal notices, but since the paycheck isn't tied to them, they get overlooked. No value is really tied to it, as if it were the job. And that's sad. I say this a lot. If we could treat our home and our family better than we do the people at work, these issues would not exist. We treat those we truly don't love better out of fear for that paycheck, but there is no fear in losing your family due to the stress level created. Our family life would be filled with more peace, love, unity, togetherness, strength, and prosperity within our soul, mental stability, and heart. The book of James, chapter 4, verses 1 through 3 says, "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." And then 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8 says, "Anyone who does not provide for their relatives and especially for their own household has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." What are the benefits? The benefits are creating a strong foundation for love, empathy, and compassion. The ability to grow in our faith, not spending a lot of time dealing with negativities. Sharing our thoughts, feelings, and ideas without the friction and frustration of not being heard. Becoming each other's cheerleader. Encouraging each other to come up with new ideas or procedures after safely talking about various ways to manage life. Honestly, if you really think about it, you are creating leaders within your home. You're teaching your children through your words and actions how to run a business, your home, and how to keep staff happy, your family. If you don't have children, these skill sets are great on the job, Learning to be consistent, dependable, non-argumentative about things you don't agree with, but rather improve your communication skill sets. The list can be very lengthy, but you get the picture. Really step back and look at it from that perspective. Will your business last? Now, this is what adulting looks like as a child of God, not seeking selfish personal gains, but rather working together as a unit. I'll watch our children. I'll clean the kitchen. I'll wash the clothes. It is no longer just I, but it's we.